Ah, there you are. I apologize for taking so long. It's so difficult to find a janitor when you need one. But they're like buses, full of flesh and machinery. Oh, I do beg your pardon. You're not the person I thought you were. You look almost exactly the same as them, but perhaps a year or so younger. Never mind, I'm sure they'll turn up. If you'll just step this way, we can start your tour of the museum. Ah, I can see you're concerned. In this case is the pencil which was used to write the first draft of the Declaration of the Franco-Prussian War. I can assure you the glass is specially toughened. You won't be getting out to cause more trouble any time soon, will you? Let's not dawdle. Myself and this pencil have a rather strained relationship. Now, here we are, the natural history wing. You can see, even from this half, that the wingspan of the beast was in excess of 15 feet. There are no photographs of it in life. All we have are this wing and written accounts from various Victorian adventurer types. Or, at least, what remained of the journals we recovered from the droppings of the natural history bird. Examination of these droppings is what gave the bird its name. Apparently, each bird will only eat a given species once. Gourmet predators always on the hunt for new flavors. Their immense wingspans allow them to soar across the world, eating their way through the animal kingdom. Given the human body count associated with these creatures, we can infer that there is a thriving population high above us. This way leads us to the creature's wing of the museum. Here we are, the Great Hall. Yes, there is a reason we put that there. Impactful, is it not? The marketing department, in all their howling wisdom, call it Chippy. But I think that's an undignified name for a chimera. The giraffe and cuddly toys do sell well, mind you. Now, you may say that it looks as though it's just half an elephant skeleton crudely stuck onto half a giraffe. However, if you look closely at the display, just there, look, you'll see a photograph. I grant you that it's of a different individual, an elegiraffe. But the one implies its inverse, no? Now, if you'll follow me... Oh, excuse me, sirs, can I help you at all? Oh,
I very much doubt that, my lad. You hear that, Jack? Help us.
I heard, Charlie, I heard. Help us indeed, I mean really.
I didn't wish to offend, gentlemen, but that is my role in this... place.
That's as may be, but you don't get to be history's greatest hunter.
Co-greatest.
Yes, all right. Joint greatest hunter by not being self-sufficient.
And we are.
Jolly good.
Thank you.
Your praise is warranted.
Now, given that you are jointly the greatest hunters who ever lived, I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that none of the creatures here are alive. Or not in this wing, anyway. Don't you feel that it would be over-egging it slightly to attempt to re-kill a stuffed hyena, for instance?
That's where you're wrong.
It is a perfectly normal level of egg, in fact.
Yes, for being the greatest hunter who ever lived...
Joint greatest.
Yes, all right. We have grown tired of traditional hunting.
Turns out it's not much fun after a while, since the animals don't even shoot back.
Ah, so you hunt the most dangerous game, the human. A venerable pursuit. You might find the interactive gallery we have on the topic of interest. It's aimed at young children. We must reach them young if we are to influence them. But you may find it diverting.
Oh, no.
Got bored of that too.
No. We hunt that hardest of game.
Ghosts!
I was going to say it.
You wanted to co-say it.
I see.
Particularly the ghosts of animals we've killed before.
That fanged chupacabra skeleton over there is one of mine.
And that stuffed bunny rabbit is mine. We've gotten some tips on seeing the dead from the dangling eternity monks of the outer reaches.
Very obliging.
Yes, I was going to say, very obliging they were too.
Indeed. They supplied some exhibits for the Infinity Gallery. We're always looking for new content there. And how goes your hunt?
Well, we're seeing lots of ghosts.
Yes, the problem is there's too many. Can hardly move for ghosts once you've learned to see them. A lot of things have died.
We pride ourselves on our service.
We'll keep looking for our prey, though.
Quite right. Self-sufficient go-getters. That's us.
Well, good luck, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Yes, I was going to say.
I wonder, should I tell them that neither Chupacabra nor Bunny Rabbits have souls? No, they seem to be enjoying themselves. Let's leave them to it and continue on our way. Ah, yes, now this is a personal favorite. You may ask what a Norse Viking helmet is doing in the Creatures Gallery. Perhaps you'd think it better in the Forgotten Wars Gallery, or even the Pointless Deaths Temporary Exhibition. But look closer, and you will see that this is in fact not a helmet at all. It is all one piece of bone. This, my dear patron, is the skull of a flying shriek dolphin. It lived deep underwater, surfacing only to attack wooden vessels such as the Vikings used. We don't know why they did this. Perhaps some ancient grudge. But their high-pitched howl could be heard drifting across the oceans right before they would strike, rising from the depths with enough speed that they could fly across the decks of ships, using their powerful horn to tear through any sailor foolish enough to not be already dead. One can presume that this is where the Vikings got the idea for their helmets, as the shriek dolphin scared the willies out of just about everyone. You'll also notice the strange runes carved on the skull. Those are quite natural, as unique to each shriek dolphin as a fingerprint. They also appear to be some kind of code, but given that the only academic who's ever managed to decode the runes is now a gibbering lunatic, it's generally thought that this is one mystery best left uncracked.
Don't move, or I shall visit violence upon you.
Oh, now this is a treat. Here you can see a member of some kind of ancient secret society. I would guess, Tribe of the Exquisite Nocturne.
What? How did you... I mean, no, shut up. I'm in charge here. Don't try and stop me from stealing this skull hat thingy. I mean it. Cutting through the glass like this is tricky enough without me having to kill you at the same time.
I'm afraid people are not allowed to touch the exhibits.
I mock your rules.
I see. Do carry on. We shall just be standing over here. Right now. Now, I told you that I didn't want to see you out and causing trouble again, didn't I? I take a dim view of trying to kill me outside of the proper channels. Just pop you in my pencil case for now and return you to your case later. Ugh, what a mess. Still, the human flesh gallery has quite a high turnover, so waste not, want not. I'll just go and find the janitorial staff. Do feel free to wander by yourself in the meantime. Sure, I'll find you again. Eventually. A Strange Museum is an Action Science Theatre production brought to you by Dan Bond, Brian McInwells, and Dan Booth. For more, go to actionsciencetheatre.com.